This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
Well, I want us all to be safe, but the COVID-19 panic is in full swing. Calm down, everybody. There's hockey to be played. All right, time for another episode of Flames Unfiltered. I am the host of the show, Brad Berube. March 11th, 2020, episode number 48. Not trying to sound insensitive, and I understand the fear of COVID-19. But seriously, why in North America do we hit the panic button so quickly? We know what it is. We know who and how it affects. We know ways to reduce the spreading. We need to be careful. We don't need to buy 900 rolls of toilet paper and 1,000 gallons of hand sanitizer. We need to be cautious. We need to be safe. Media panic will not help. It's just making things worse. The NHL needs to take precautions. They do. But a quick panic decision on what we do with the rest of the NHL season, or what we do in society as itself. This is much bigger than hockey. Panicking is not going to help. Panicking solves nothing. Taking the precautions, and we know what those precautions are, and if it means playing to empty buildings, I'm okay with that. But panicking and making rash decisions is not the way to go. Now we have to stop the spread of this, and if that means no large groups, then so be it. Anyways, well, Flames hockey's back Thursday night, we hope, as we sit on a late Wednesday night with so many things up in the air as I record this, and as this releases on the Hockey Podcast Network on Thursday morning, things may change drastically. Last few days has been a much-needed break for the Flames. Get some guys healthy again. We got a few key guys ready to roll, coming back. Been boring for me with no games. I was just in the middle of the complete excitement for the playoff race, and we had this break, and it's probably timed very, very well. But this playoff race has just been out of control and so damn exciting. It is stressful. I don't feel safe that we're in the playoffs yet. I'm also not panicking either. Quit buying toilet paper, Flames fans. Have faith. Have faith in society and have faith in your Flames. On today's show, we will discuss the COVID-19 and how it affects the Flames, how it affects the league, and how I see the NHL handling this scare. We'll then talk some Stanley Cup playoff races. And what will it take for the Flames to get into the playoffs? Who will they have to beat? How many points will it take to get in? Then we'll roll into some Flames news, news from around the league. And then we'll preview the Islanders game on Thursday and the Jets game on Friday. And we'll wrap with an update of that Western Conference playoff race, which, as we speak, keeps getting more and more interesting as the days go by.
The Hockey Podcast Network, which Flames Unfiltered is proud to be part of, has a great podcast called Tales with TR, a hockey podcast. Hosted by former National Hockey League player Terry Ryan. Yep, you heard him on Spittin' Chiclets, and he has you laughing on every episode. Check out Tales with TR, a hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
All right, Flames fans, no games to recap. That sounds crazy. Can't even believe we're saying that as we've had a few days off here. Much need a break for a Flames team that's on the mend. We've got some guys coming back, some key guys. Hamonic, Hopefully Hannafin's pulling around and coming through. Islanders in town Thursday night. Jets in town on Saturday night. And then we're off on our final major road trip of the year that sees the Flames visiting New York Rangers on Monday, the Islanders on Tuesday, and the Devils on Thursday. Big times. The playoff race is in full swing. And boy, is there anything better than the rush to the playoffs?
Every team, everywhere. The Hockey Podcast Network.
All right, topic at hand, and we have to talk about it. And believe me, I'm not trying to be insensitive when it comes to this. And I'm going to be on my phone as we record because things are breaking quicker than you can possibly imagine. As I record this at 11:25 Central Time, 10:25 Mountain Time. It's crazy. COVID-19 is spreading. It seems to be getting a little bit worse in the U.S., even though reports out of China are things are getting much better over there, and things are looking on the up. It's scary, yes. I do feel like full panic mode, though, has set in, and I'm not sure that the way our country is handling this in the country of Canada, well, they really haven't done a whole lot. Tonight, the U.S. has shut down borders to Europe, with the exception of the U.K., which is probably a good move. We've seen a slight uptick in the spread, which is what we expected. In America, in Canada, we're taking all the precautions that we can to, you know, use hand sanitizer, stay out of risky situations. We know who it affects most with the elderly, unfortunately. But we do know that everybody in the U.S. that's died and in Canada that's died has had a pre-exposed condition. And I'm not saying that that's good and we don't want anybody to die, but I don't know if this is a time to be hitting the full panic scare. Now, I was going to talk about the Golden State Warriors playing in front of no fans tomorrow night, the Columbus Blue Jackets playing in front of no fans tomorrow night, the San Jose Sharks in the same boat. The German and Austrian elite leagues announced the ending of their season. The NCAA canceling fans at March Madness and the hockey playoffs, including the regionals and divisionals, which include this weekend. And all that has been overshadowed. It's been overshadowed drastically. An NBA player has contracted the coronavirus. Says he feels fine. Says he could play tonight. Now the NBA steps up and shuts down play. A hiatus, they call it. Is this the right decision? In my mind, no. I think we need to not hit the panic button here, but I also think that probably the right decision is to probably play in front of no fans right now. I think all of us fans in sports could live with a weekend or two where we're watching it on TV and not there. But with it affecting a player itself, that kind of changed the playing field for the National Basketball Association, and they have pulled the plug. The NHL possibly will have another statement tonight. I will read to you the first statement that came out earlier tonight, and it says the National Hockey League is aware of the NBA's decision tonight to indefinitely suspend the season due to player testing positive for the coronavirus. The NHL is continuing to consult medical experts and evaluating the options. We expect further update tomorrow. The NHLPA followed that up with, we are in continuous contact with the NHL regarding the coronavirus and the recent announcement by the NBA. These discussions will continue tomorrow morning, and we will consult with players before commenting further. Okay. Well, we all know that we don't want to aid in the spreading of this. I don't know that playing in front of empty seats would spread it. I think that sounds like a very good precaution at this time. But my bet would be that tomorrow we get an announcement that the NHL has suspended play. So that begs the question, how long will play be suspended? Well, I'm guessing that the soonest it would come back would be 60 days. maybe I'm wrong on that. Brian Burke commented on 60 days also, and I kind of did the math and looked at it, and I thought by the time the scare would be over, let's say the scare lasted 3 weeks, I mean, we're looking at 60 days. So that puts the playoffs going into August. That's not going to work. I believe, and I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer, but if the NHL suspends play like the NBA did this evening, that the season will be over. I believe the season will be over for the NBA. And I believe that based on the information that we're being given, it would probably mean the end of the season for the National Hockey League. It seems like mass hysteria has hit the sports world in the last 24 hours, and it's an ever-changing situation. But I've never experienced anything like this in my lifetime. I hope we never experience it again. The one thing that has me a little upset, though, is if you listen to what the doctors are saying, the doctors aren't the ones hitting the panic button. Seems as though it's the media. Now, I want everybody to be healthy, and I want everybody to be safe. But I also don't want day-to-day life to stop. That will cripple our economy. It will cripple a lot of things. It will mean tremendous amount of job loss. Just terrible, terrible, terrible situations. I also don't want to not take precautions and be unsafe and have this disease spread and have the death tolls reach numbers that none of us would like to see. This is bigger than sports. This is bigger than hockey. And yeah, maybe I'm being a little selfish and saying don't panic and pull the plug on these games. But I think the first step would be to play in front of no fans. Because that's really where the risk comes in. But my gut tells me that by noon tomorrow, we don't have a hockey season anymore. It makes me wonder if topic two tonight, the Western Conference playoff race and what lies ahead for the Flames, might be a mute fact. Something I maybe should even not even waste your time on, but I still want to talk about it because I haven't given up hope. We wish everybody the best out there. Wash your hands, take the precautions, and be safe. We just hope that as a society, I don't believe that panicking does any good. Being safe and taking the precautions does.
Inside Edge Hockey News, bringing you inside the game.
All right, hockey fans, let's talk the Flames and the playoff race and what kind of lies ahead. And for the Flames, there's 12 games ahead. Home Thursday, Saturday this weekend, 8 home games remaining, 4 away games. Only one more back-to-back, and we'll see that on the road trip next week that heads the Flames out on their final one out east. But what are the Flames going to need, points-wise, to make the playoffs? What's it going to take to win the to earn one of the top three spots in the Pacific? My guess is 91. What's it going to take to win a wild card? I guess 92. That sounds crazy, but I honestly think the wild card numbers are going to be higher than third place in the Pacific. So how many points will the Flames end up with? Well, I kind of broke it down into 4 segments. The first segment, the Islanders against the Jets this weekend. I think if the Flames get 2 points out of those 2 games, we'll be okay. Then we go on the road for 3 games. We see the Rangers, Islanders, and Devils all on this road trip. 6 points available. On the road trip, I think the Flames need to be very good, and I think they need to get 4 points. 4 points are definitely doable on that road trip. Then it's back home for 3 against Tampa Bay, San Jose, and Anaheim. 6 points on the table. I think you got to get 4. And I think 4 are doable there. Then we ended with four games, one being on the road, the first one in Vancouver, followed by Winnipeg, Vegas, and Edmonton at home down the stretch. Three teams are going to be very, very difficult. All four of those teams are difficult. I think in those four games, 8 points available. If the Flames get three, they will make the playoffs. That'll give the Flames 92 points. My projection is they finish third in the Pacific if everything goes okay. And guess what, Flames fans, we're going to get our wish. I finally believe this year that we will get a Battle of Alberta. I don't know. We'll see. That would be something. But I think the Flames will be able to get up to 92 points. And I think it's doable. I think they're going to have a good, good road trip. And then stay strong with 4 points. Win the Pacific Division. Anaheim and San Jose come to town. Those are games that are almost bordering on that must win. 92 points looks like the magic number to get into the playoffs this year.
Hey, let's win some money. Make your hockey knowledge pay off by playing. Playline 50K, the Hockey Podcast Network Daily Lotto. Win big with Playline. Use promo code THPN and you're set to win big bucks. Oh yeah, it takes some hockey knowledge, but you have that.
All right, Flames fan, time for a little bit of Flames news. Not a lot to talk about here tonight, as it's been a little bit quiet with the Flames off on, I'm going to mess up on my days, off on, what was it, Monday they were off on, Tuesday was yesterday they had a practice, Wednesday they had a practice, today. Travis Hamonic has been officially medically cleared to play. Final decision will be made tomorrow on game day. Hanifin still not practicing. Been out since Sunday's game against Vegas. Concussion protocol, no return date known or set. Word is around the Flames that it's not a severe situation that needs to be worried about a lot. Little trip around the National Hockey League. Zibanejad nets his 10-goal month. Third time he's done that. Amazing. 40 goals for Mika Zibanejad. He is the first time ever reaching the 40 goal mark for him, and he is the quickest Ranger to 40 goals ever. And Mika Zibanejad has been unbelievable this year. Some news from around the Pacific Division: Nathan MacKinnon out 1 to 2 weeks, lower body injury. Man, oh man, the Colorado Avalanche have just been decimated with injuries this year. Absolutely crazy how many injuries that team has dealt with. Dallas, they are on a huge slide, 3-5-2 in their last 10, losers of three in a row. Winnipeg, after tonight, finds themselves 2 points back of Dallas for the third spot in the Central. Minnesota currently sits 5 points back of that third spot in the Central, and Dallas has been falling quickly. Don't look now, Los Angeles Kings have won 6 games in a row, whatever that's worth. I don't know, but that's a little bit of a shocker. Connor McDavid back from the flu. He had that earlier this week. He returned tonight against Winnipeg in a game that was a loss for the Edmonton Oilers as the Winnipeg Jets knock off the Oilers 4-2 tonight. That is the only game that really affected anything in the Western Conference playoff race. A few other Western Conference teams playing tonight, but none of those are teams that will affect the races. No fan question tonight. We had one in the works, but this whole coronavirus thing kind of sidetracked the fan question tonight. Apologize for that. That'll be back on our next show, which we'll be recording Sunday evening for a Monday release on the Hockey Podcast Network.
Get all your Flames Unfiltered podcasts, team news, team updates, and highlights at flamesunfiltered.com.
All right, Flames fans, 2 games to preview for the weekend. Thursday night, the New York Islanders roll into town for the first time this season. Calgary currently sits 36-27-7, 79 points, good for third in the Pacific. Their last game Sunday evening, a 5-3 loss to Vegas in Calgary. The Islanders currently 35-23-10, 81 points. They have been on a slide, just 2-4-4 in their last 10 games. They are currently sitting 5th in the Metro, 1 point out of that final wild card spot. Their last game, a 5-4 shootout loss to Vancouver in Vancouver on Tuesday night. This is the first time of the year the Islanders and Flames meet, and they will meet later on in New York next week. I believe that is a Wednesday night game on Long Island. Yeah, always interesting when we play the Islanders. It seems like it's always kind of a run-and-gun, high-scoring. Then Saturday night, the red-hot Winnipeg Jets come to town for a Hockey Night in Canada late-night affair. Right now, the Jets are in a playoff spot. They have actually bolted up to 80 points on the season. They currently sit in the number one wild card spot after their big win in Edmonton tonight. The Jets have won the only game of the series this year, 2-1 in Winnipeg on October 26th. This will be game two Saturday night. They will wrap up their three-game season series in Calgary on March 31st. Let's take a quick look around the Western Conference playoff race. In the Central right now, 1-2-3 sits St. Louis, Colorado, and Dallas. St. Louis and Colorado look to be locked at the top. Dallas, not so much, as they are on a free fall out of the playoffs, it looks like to me, which would be amazing and shocking. In the Pacific right now, as we sit here tonight, Vegas sits at 86 points. Edmonton in second at 83 points. Both teams have played 71 games. One game back at 70 games played is the Calgary Flames. They sit at 79 points. A win tomorrow night against the Islanders will vault them up to 81 points, 2 points back of the second place Edmonton Oilers. The wild card has shifted drastically over the last few days. Winnipeg sits in the top wild card spot with 80 points. Nashville at 78 points. Vancouver just 1 point back of Calgary for that third spot in the Pacific. They sit with 78 points, tied with Nashville for that final wild card spot. They do lose the tiebreaker on that. Minnesota 1 point back at 77 points. Do we dare say we write off Arizona? They sit at 74, and I'm officially writing off Chicago as they sit at 72 tonight. They are probably out. I don't see them coming back on that one. Just too big of a mountain to climb. Well, hockey fans, tomorrow will be probably a history-making day in the National Hockey League. We can hope for the best. I'll understand the decision either way, whether they suspend play in front of empty seats. I think precautions need to be taken, but I don't think panic is the answer. I really don't. I think we need to take a step back, really look at the severity of this. Take precautions. Don't panic. Everybody stay safe out there. Be safe. Be healthy. We hope that the Flames play tomorrow night. It would be devastating to lose a season of National Hockey League after so much of, I mean, just a wild year in Calgary this year. Just a wild, wild year. Everybody stay safe. We hope we see the Flames playing tomorrow night.
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter, at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page, at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter, at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.